بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation on the three fundamental principles, and we have reached the pillar concerning the belief in the messengers. And the messengers are those who were sent to propagate and convey a message. They are from mankind, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose and sent upon them revelations and commanded them to convey that to the people. The essence of the message is calling the people to submit in worship to Allah alone and disassociate from false deities. And this is the general meaning of Islam. The first of the messengers was Nuh alayhi salam, and the last and final messenger is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 163, Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuhin wal nabiyyina min ba'dih. Verily we have inspired you as we have inspired Nuh and the prophets after him. We also inspired Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq. So Allah sent them revelation, just as he sent revelation to Nuh and the prophets after him. And it is known from the authentic hadith reported in Al-Bukhari, the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, concerning the intercession on the day of resurrection. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said that the people will come to Adam to ask him to intercede on their behalf with Allah Azza wa Jal. But he will excuse himself and will say to them, go to Nuh, فَإِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ الرُّسُلُ, for he was the first of the messengers whom Allah sent. No nation was left without a messenger sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This messenger conveyed to them special prescribed law, or a prophet sent to revive prescribed laws given previously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this respect in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. And what's the objective? أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And verily we have sent among every nation a messenger proclaiming or ordering that they should worship Allah alone and that they should avoid everything worship besides Allah, avoid taghut. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fatir in chapter 35, verse 24, وَإِن مِّنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. And there never was a nation but a warner had passed among them. It is a fact that the messengers are human. They are created. And that they have no share of lordship nor any right to share to a share of worship or of divinity. Contemplate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the best of all messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, 188. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Say, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, I possess no power of benefit or hurt to myself except Allah wills, except as Allah wills. And if I knew what the future holds, if I had the knowledge of the ghaib, of the unseen or unperceived realities, I should have secured for myself an abundance of wealth, and no evil should have touched me. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings unto people who believe. And in Surah Al-Jinn, similarly, 21 and 22, قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. It is not in my power to cause you harm or to bring you to the right path. Say, none can protect me from Allah's punishment if I were to disobey Him, nor should I find refuge except in Him. Also to contemplate about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning Ibrahim alayhi salam, as in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26, 79-81, قال الله تعالى about Ibrahim, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ. He is the one who provides me with food and drink, and if I become ill, then it is He who cures me, and He is the one who causes me to die when He wills. Then when He wills, He will resurrect me to life. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am just a human like yourselves. I forget just as you forget. So if I forget, then remind me. And the Prophets were described as the slaves of Allah, and this is the highest honor, to be slave worshippers, true slave worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the belief in the messengers comprises four matters. First, to believe that they were truly messengers sent by Allah. So therefore, whoever disbelieves in one messenger, then he has disbelieved in all of them. And the evidence is vivid in the Quran. قال الله عز وجل in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:105, كذبت قوم نوح المرسلين. The people of Nuh denied. Listen, he didn't say here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they denied Nuh alone. He said denied the messengers. Denied the messengers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that they denied all the messengers, even though one single messenger was sent to them, and that was Nuh. Therefore, any Christian who denies the messengership of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and don't follow him, then he also denies Isa alayhi salam, the son of Mary, and is not considered to be a true follower of him. This is especially the case because Isa alayhi salam gave them the news of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, to believe in each of them in particular, meaning those who we know of their names, we believe in them in particular, meaning the messengers, we know their names, the prophets, we know their names, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Nuh, and these that you heard their names, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, Nuh alayhim salam, are known as the five, the ones firmest in their resolve, ulil azmi min ar-rusul, the ones famous or firmest in their resolve from amongst the messengers. Thirdly, as for those whose names we don't know, then we believe in them generally and comprehensively, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Ghafir in chapter 40, verse 78, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. And indeed we have sent messengers before you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, of some of them we have related to you their story, and of some we have not related to you their story. And also we affirm whatever is narrated authentically from their reports. And finally, to act in accordance with the revealed laws of the messenger who was sent to us and he is the last of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to all mankind and to the jinn. The belief, the iman in the messengers has or produces very great fruits. From that is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, and that the great care he has for his slaves, because he sent the messengers to guide them to the way that leads to him, the Most High, and also to make clear to them how they should worship Allah, because the human mind is not capable of arriving at knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Also from the fruits is giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor, and also love and respect for the messengers, and to give them their due rights of praise, since they are messengers sent by Allah, the Most High, and because they are established on worship of Allah, conveying His message and sincerely advising His slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could not have created this universe without a purpose. He is all wise, all knowledgeable, all merciful, and all just. All of these attributes entail providing ways of guidance that would lead to the proper knowledge of Him, the Most High, and thus therefore to the right way to worship Him. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qiyamah, chapter 75, verse 36. أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى؟ Does man think that he will be left سدى, neglected without a purpose? One of Allah's ways of guidance is the office of messengership, which involves the message and the messenger. And the essence of the message is to direct man to relate to his creator through complete submission and obedience. This is the meaning of Islam. Man does not possess the air he breathes. Man does not create. He is not the creator of himself. He needs to know what benefits him and what harms him. The message from Allah comprehends everything. It brings man to live for a noble purpose. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the message of Islam, he called it an inspiration and a light. Listen to this great verse in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42, verse 52. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. And thus we have sent to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ruhan, inspiration and a mercy of our command. You knew not what is the book, nor what is faith, but we have made it, the Quran, a light whereby we guide whom we will of our bondsmen, of our slaves. And verily, you are indeed guiding mankind to the straight path. The inspiration, it brings life, and the light, it brings light. Allah gave a beautiful parable on the message and its effects, saying, as in Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 17, أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال. He sends down water, rain, from the sky, and the valleys flow according to their measure, but the flood bears away the foam that mounts up to the surface, and also from that ore which they heat in the fire in order to make ornaments or utensils, rises a foam like unto it. Thus does Allah by parables show forth truth and falsehood. Then as for the foam, it passes away as scum upon the banks, while that which is for the good of mankind remains in the earth. Thus Allah sets forth parables for the truth and falsehood, belief and disbelief. The knowledge about the message, about Allah, the universe, the purpose of our existence, what is good and what is bad, is like the water sent down from the sky. In the water there is life for our bodies, and in the message there is life for our hearts. The parable of the light was given in the heating fire, which removes impurities, foam, from metals like iron, gold and silver, and what remains is a pure and beneficial substance. The valleys are our hearts. The valleys are our hearts. This is where knowledge flows to. Some valleys can hold more water flow than others. Each has its own capacity. Some valleys have surfaces that will not hold any water. The same for hearts. Some holding more knowledge than others, while some comprehend and understand little. The foam produced during water flow passes away as scum upon the banks, and what benefits mankind remains on the earth. Similarly, lust, uncontrolled desires, doubts about Allah and His true deen are just like foam. They shall pass away while belief in Him and in His message will remain. This life links man to his Creator and to all that is created by Allah, and provides him with codes of conduct that distinguish him from the animal world. Those who think that man's presence on earth has no purpose are most certainly wrong. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Jathiyah, chapter 45, verse 24. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا يُهْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And they say, there is nothing but our life of this world. We die and we live, and nothing destroys us except the dahr, the time. And they have no knowledge of it. They only conjecture. Those who are aimless about their purpose of existence search for all possible means of quote enjoyment, end of quote, and compete for it. Their life is explained by Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 179. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They have hearts wherewith they understand not. They have eyes wherewith they see not, and they have ears wherewith they hear not the truth. They are like cattle, nay, even more astray, those they are the heedless ones. You know, in the world of animals there is a struggle for survival. But in the human world, there is a purpose. يقول الله عز وجل in Surah Al-Hujurat 49:13, يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. O mankind, we have created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other. Verily the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is that believer who is best in taqwa, meaning adhering to the deen of Allah, and best in performing good deeds as prescribed by Allah. The aim to achieve this taqwa is constructive and beneficial, and it stands against mischief of the like. Might is right, my color is better, worshipping of idols, lust, money or other created entities, and so forth. This is part of man's purpose on earth. Man's whole life is related to his Creator. قال الله عز وجل in Surah Al-An'am 162 and 163, قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Rabb of the world. He has no partner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All deeds and utterances, open or hidden, and which Allah loves and accepts, constitutes the meaning of worship. Constitutes the meaning of worship. All forms of worship are explained in the Quran and by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Worship is not left for our limited minds to decide upon their ways. Worship is one's life according to Islam. Thus it can only be devoted to our Creator, Allah azza wa jalla. This will bring the end of part one on this discussion, and inshallah ta'ala we'll continue the second part. And this would be class number 31. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.